This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States has issued a national terrorism alert warning of potential homegrown violent extremism in the wake of President Biden's election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Homeland Security Department's bulletin does not cite a specific threat, but rather what it calls a heightened threat environment across the nation. It warns of the potential for lingering violence by people motivated by anti-government sentiment, specifically mentioning perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. The warning signals the Biden administration's effectively wading into the politically charged debate over how to characterize acts motivated by political ideology, and suggesting it sees violence aimed at overturning the election as comparable to terrorism. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One of six men charged in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has agreed to plead guilty to a kidnapping conspiracy, AP's Rita Foley reports.
The FBI said in October it broke up a plot by anti-government extremists to kidnap Governor Whitmer. She had imposed coronavirus restrictions that angered them, says the FBI. In a plea agreement, Ty Garbin admitted that he and several others built what they called a shoot house on his property to look like Governor Whitmer's vacation home, and they practiced firing at it. Last fall, Garbin's lawyer said he didn't intend to kidnap the governor, no matter what he might have said in recorded or online conversations. The lawyer said saying things like, "I hate the governor," is not illegal, even if you're holding a gun. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian police on Wednesday searched the Moscow apartment of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Demonstrations demanding his release